You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
We want to welcome all of our family and listeners to Wednesday Live. And just looking to make sure the board is all connected here. David, thank you for your help.
We do help each other.
We kind of got tied up in the... In the front room out there, finishing up some in-house conversation. I think we have a little bit of mail we'll try to get to this morning. We have some events we're going to be talking about. And to start off, we're going to welcome a guest who is joining us by phone from Graceway Village, Crystal Netherton. Crystal, can you hear us well?
Yes, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to share what Graceway Village is all about.
Well, please do that, because I've heard the name Graceway Village, and I really have no more exposure than that. And so very likely we have a lot of listeners who have never heard of Graceway Village. So first of all, Crystal, tell us what that is all about, what the ministry is all about.
Well, it makes me very happy that you've heard of us. So Graceway Village is a 501c3 nonprofit. We originally started in 2009, and we are meeting the crisis needs of our community through our two main programs, which is food and clothing. But we have real vision and plans for our future to go beyond just meeting crisis needs and provide a facility where families threatened with homelessness will be able to come for a soft landing and really propel themselves to self-sufficiency.
Okay, so we want to talk a little more about those programs and how they connect with the community, but could we just start, how can people find you? What's the web address, phone number, stuff like that? And once we get that out, then I want you to tell us a little bit about your God story.
Sure, so gracewayvillage.com. And our phone number is 772-925-3074. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and it's a wonderful organization that I'm proud to be a part of for over 12 years now. I can't believe how time flies.
Mm. Wow. Yes. So is the organization 12 years old, or was it in existence before, prior to your connecting?
Yeah, so we originally started in 2009, so this is our 16th year, and I came by a friend of mine asking me to pick up a donation bin of clothing that we had at our local church, and that was 12 years ago now.
Wow.
So it grabbed my heartstrings, and I have been there ever since, and I'm so happy to continue just really sharing the mission of Graceway Village.
Okay, Crystal, tell us a little bit about your God story. Why do you connect with people who need food and clothing? I mean, this is kind of an important ministry, and it's a ministry that you can get your hands dirty in. So how did you end up there, and how did you come to God?
Yeah, so it's really a beautiful story. Like I mentioned, you know, a friend of mine asked me to pick up a donation bin, and whenever I was dropping the items off at Graceway Village, I saw such need and such poverty and how this organization was really providing for those in need. And once you see that, you can't unsee that. So I'm born and raised in Fort Pierce, my father and grandfather, and then now I have my children there. So four generations, well, my children are not actually children any longer. They tend to grow up on us, 24 and 21 now.
Wow.
But, you know, four generations of my family being in St. Lucie County and in Fort Pierce directly. So whenever I saw the need that existed, it really made me want to get more involved. So I started continually volunteering, and then different positions opened up within the organization. And at the time, I was a stay-at-home mom, but could work some part-time hours, and I did. But then it eventually grew into full-time, and I have just flourished in every position there. And then about 2 years ago now, the board approached me for the CEO position. And, you know, I love to say how God does not call the equipped. He equips the called, right?
Amen.
So
amen.
I would never imagine myself in this CEO position, but that's the title they give me. And I am just loving, like I said, to further the mission of Graceway Village, really be in the hands and feet of Jesus, providing for these crisis needs that our neighbors are feeling.
So how many area people do you connect with over a month, or what's the day-to-day schedule, and how does that work, and how many people are you connecting with?
Yeah, so our cafe program provides free hot meals four nights a week, Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. And we do this through a drive-through method, but we really get to spend time with the client coming to us whenever we have our check-in system. So there's a sense of community there, and it's not just the free hot meal that we're providing. You know, we're that smiling face offering encouragement and prayer and, you know, hope to the client that they can do this again tomorrow. We serve over 8,000 meals a month. It's an incredible, food insecurity is an incredible need within our community. And, you know, the storms that just touched our community have been devastating. No one has experienced tornadoes in our area like this before. And we are doing over 12,000 meals for the month of October. Now, this is a tremendous effort that we cannot do alone. Everybody is feeling food budgets rise in their own household. I know I feel it in mine. And, you know, we see that at Graceway Village as well. So, you know, I love to say that Graceway Village is not just for our clients. It's for our volunteers as well, people that have extra time on their hands and want to give back. It's also for the donors that may have extra funds that they're able to donate. You know, it's a family of individuals that are coming together for the betterment of our community.
So how many people do you have involved in volunteering, and what are the places of service that you can use additional volunteers for those who might want to get involved?
Yeah, so there's always something to do at Graceway Village. So we're located at 1780 Hartman Road in Fort Pierce, and we have opportunities to volunteer with our cafe, like I mentioned, four nights a week, Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sunday. But we also have a clothing boutique, and this is a really special program where our clients are actually paired with a volunteer that helps them throughout their shopping experience. So our boutique is set up like an actual store where clients have the dignity to go around and shop for their clothing, but for free. So this is a wonderful program where our volunteers can really understand what has brought the client to us and pay that extra attention to the client with meeting other needs by providing maybe other resources within the community. So this is, we see over 400 children a month in our clothing boutique, and it's a tremendous need. Many children are truant from school because they don't have the clothing items necessary to attend. So it's just a barrier that really prevents the client from flourishing. So it's a wonderful program, and our volunteers can be involved in that on Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's another area of service where someone could get involved. There's also a lot of clothing donations that come to us. So if you're not necessarily wanting to work one-on-one with a client, you could always be in our sorting room or, you know, in an area like that. So there's a multitude of needs that exist within an organization like Graceway Village, and we are all gifted in one area or another. So using those talents are greatly appreciated at Graceway Village.
So where does all the food come from and and the finances to actually make this happen?
Yes, sir, that's a great question. You know, it's really our main support is through families and individuals that feel compelled to give. Monthly support is really what keeps the lights on and keeps us going. So we do have partners within our community like the Treasure Coast Food Bank, and that is a tremendous opportunity for us to get some food at a discounted rate. But doing, you know, some nights we're serving over 1,000 meals a night due to this storm tornado that recently impacted us. So unfortunately, we cannot depend solely on them. So we do make orders through Sysco, Cheney Brothers, you know, distributions like that. And that is all, you know, based on donations. So the community gives and we then provide the food. We have a certified chef, which I'm so thankful for, Maria Sanchez. She's also the owner of DSK Catering. And she does a tremendous job with organizing our meals and the distribution. So it's really a community effort. And then we have about, you know, 20% in grants that we get funded throughout the year. But the majority of our funding comes from donations of community members.
So is all the food prepared right there on campus, on your at your facilities?
Yes, sir. Every meal. And, you know, I love to inform the public that every meal is a person. We keep demographics on absolutely every meal, so we know exactly who we're serving. Last year to this year, we have increased over 35%. We're feeding over 17,000 children. You wouldn't imagine that food insecurity is as rampant as it is in St. Lucie County, but Graceway Village is there meeting that need. So I'm encouraged by that, but there is tremendous need within our community for a meal, and we're there four nights a week doing it. And it's all done at Graceway Village. Like I said, Maria Sanchez is absolutely amazing leading the charge in the kitchen, but our volunteers are wonderful. You know, it's we've got it down to really a well oiled machine. You know, we're very organized, and our volunteers arrive around 4:15, and they start packing up the meal that Maria has prepared, or maybe they're cutting vegetables for the next night, or maybe they're making pantry bags, because that's another arm of our cafe, is we pass out pantry bags for you know, shelf stable food. And it's just a beautiful thing to see it all in motion. So I encourage anyone to come, you know, check us out. We do a volunteer orientation once a month, and it's a great volunteer family to get involved with.
That volunteer orientation, when does that take place?
Don't quote me, but I believe it is the third Wednesday of every month.
Okay, but people
like
can go online.
You can call our office at 772-925-3074, and she can give you that information, or you could check us out at gracewayvillage.com.
So we have obviously a lot of churches throughout our area, and how do churches connect with this as far as whether they're volunteering or donating? What would you say to pastors and ministry teams, maybe youth groups? how could organizations connect with you, or how do they connect with you?
Yes, sir. We absolutely love our church support. So we appreciate donations. We have a good amount of churches that support us financially every month, and that really allows us to keep meeting the needs and being hands and feet of Jesus, serving our community. But they can also come and volunteer. We have many groups that come in and have like one night a week or one night a month that they take over. So, for example, Christ Fellowship comes and they pop up and do a wonderful cookout for us. They bring their food truck. So that's one meal a month that we are not having to provide because Christ Fellowship steps in and does it at our location. So that's a wonderful help. We have a few of our Greek Orthodox churches that'll prepare the meal and bring it to us. And we then package it up and pass it out. So that's another meal a month that we're not, you know, responsible for that actual meal. This is a church coming in and helping us in the effort. So it's a wonderful way to get involved. We love it when our volunteer groups, our young adults or our, you know, life groups come in and they say, I'm going to be your third Wednesday of every month, you know, so they really take charge to that, and then they provide the volunteers that it takes to do the distribution. So it's a wonderful way to get involved. We absolutely love our church support.
Well, that is great, and really, really glad to hear how the body of Christ is functioning together. This is a great way for the walls to come down, isn't it, just for the body of Christ to come together and serve.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always say it's not just a physical need that we're meeting. You know, the physical need of the food is really just the open door to share the love of Christ and offer prayer and offer encouragement to the client. Now, none of our clients are having to take part in this, but at least it's an option for them. Like, whenever you have someone coming to you and you're in crisis, and they say, hey, can I pray with you? That means the world, you know. So for that moment to feel the love of God and be prayed over and encouraged and then offered a hot meal, and then, you know, you go throughout your day and you feel like, okay, maybe I can do this again tomorrow.
Amen.
So it's really the hope.
That is fantastic. Now, I heard something about restorative shelter for families. What is that ministry?
Thank you for bringing that up. I love to talk about this. You know, our vision is to go beyond just meeting crisis needs. You know, we talked about our two programs where we're operating, and that's really just right now in the trenches meeting the crisis needs of our community. But it's really Graceway Village's vision to go beyond that and extend it to provide an opportunity for families threatened with homelessness. We're going to build a facility that's about just over 10,000 square feet right on our property. We have such wonderful potential. In 2021, we were able to purchase our property and pay it off in full. And the Lord has just been tremendously blessing the program and allowing us to move forward with this facility for families threatened with homelessness. Well, they'll be able, and I love to call it an opportunity because that's exactly what it is. They are going to have to do the work that it takes to be self-sufficient, but it really is that opportunity to have them come to the facility, stay with us anywhere from 1 month to 18 months, depending on their case plan and where they are in life. You know, it's a misconception that many of those that are homeless or, you know, are unhoused don't have aspirations or don't have a job. And that is not the case. There is many of our families where we are seeing times are hard right now. You know, inflation, the cost of food, the cost of housing, everything is on the rise. And they may have a great job, but they're just not able to make ends meet. Hmm. So they're, for whatever situation, maybe living in a hotel, and our families are paying over $500 a week to a hotel. So that's where they'll be able to come to the facility, stay with us for 1 to 18 months, save up some funds to have for First, Last, and Security, and learn and have education on how to be self-sufficient. So we're really excited about getting that facility built, and it's only through donor support that we're able to accomplish this capital campaign. We do have $1 million matching gift right now that I'm so excited to share with you guys. So everything that is raised will be matched up to $1 million. So you can, again, go to gracewayvillage.com and find out the information there. But you can also mail your funds to Graceway Village at 1780 Hartman Road in Fort Pierce.
Wow. Well, I am really happy to make acquaintance with you today, and so glad to bring you on air here at WCNO. And, of course, we have a large family that goes all the way down. We have listeners in the Miami area and around Lake Okeechobee, and so some of our listeners today may say, well, that's a long ways away. But, you know, sometimes people are looking for a place to plant a seed, to make an investment that's going to make a difference in people's lives and a difference for eternity. And so we're just so glad to be able to bring you on air today and share a little bit of the vision. Crystal, I trust that you will continue to stay in touch with us, and we'll be able to stay up to date as God brings the resources together for the building. And I look forward to the day when I can visit your facility.
Absolutely. I invite you all. That would be wonderful. You know, I did want to just mention, like you said, about planting the seeds. You know, St. Lucie County has over 2,000 children registered as homeless in the McKinney-Vento program within our school system. And there's absolutely no homeless shelters for these families. So I believe that even though we may not be directly impacted by it, as a community at whole and as the children of God, we are. So it's our responsibility to definitely do something about it. And Graceway Village is there doing that. So I encourage any of your listeners and yourself to definitely come take a tour. Come meet me. I would love to talk more with you. And thank you so much for this opportunity to share our mission.
So where do these 2,000 homeless kids live?
It's really unfortunate, but majority of them are either doubled up on sharing someone else's house, which is really, I feel, a more vulnerable situation for these kids. Mm. Unfortunately, if you think about it, the child already knows their the stresses of what the parent is going through, not being able to provide, not knowing where they're going to stay. But thankfully, they got on a friend's couch that night. Well, what if something happens? The child doesn't want to say anything and calls to rock the boat again, because then where are they going to go? So it provides such a risky, vulnerable position for those children to be doubled up like that. Some are in hotels. Many are living in their cars. And then there is a percentage that live in campgrounds. But it is, it's actually 2,772 children in St. Lucie County last year were registered in this program. And that's just who was registered. Many families have the misconception that fear that DCF will step in and take your child if you register, which is not true at all. So that's not, that number is just those that are registered. So I believe there's many more from what we see on a daily basis.
Well, we are excited to be talking with you, and just know that God is raising up in the body of Christ people who care, who are able to share with the love of God. And of course, we know that that when you bring faith and the hands of love and the heart of love together, that is a powerful combination.
Amen. These are our future. You know, these children is our future. They're our next commissioners and county officials and chief of polices and sheriffs, you know. So we're excited to be able to offer the crisis needs and encouragement for the future for our community.
Well, that's tremendous. And I suppose you're going to end up with some of these families that you've ministered to coming in and probably helping out with what you're doing to help other families as God strengthens their base as well. Crystal, would you mind just sort of lifting up this whole homeless and needy area that you minister over and to in prayer as we close out this segment of our program this morning?
Oh, I would love to. Anytime, whenever I'm asked to pray, you know, I feel it's such an honor. So, Lord, thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to come before you, to actually come to you with our requests. Lord, may your will be done always. Yes. Lord, I bring the families that we impact before you. Lord, please allow us to be an encouragement, to be a light, to be a witness for you, so that you can be glorified through the work that we do. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunities that you bring before me. Lord, please strengthen our staff, strengthen our volunteers, Amen. Strengthen those that are involved with Graceway Village, and allow us to just be the light in our community to bring you glory, Lord. And it's in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Crystal, for joining us today, and we'll look to stay in touch as you all continue to serve in the kingdom. Thank you so much. God bless you. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
What a great ministry.
Powerful ministry.
That is tremendous. Now, we do have a little mail in-house. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this is Wednesday Live. And on Wednesday Live, we have guests, sometimes local, like Crystal today, right in Fort Pierce. What a great ministry. Great place. If you haven't heard of Graceway Village, to check out. And maybe if you're looking for a place to make a difference in someone's life. And I know many times people feel like I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting here as a Christian, not doing anything. There are many places that you can put your hands on the plow.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Here on the east coast of Florida, and make a huge difference. And so we do encourage you to do that. We do have some other guests that's going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to go to a song, but first we're going to cover the mail. Dave, what do you have?
Well, we have a little note from Bob and Bianca, and where are they? I'm not sure where they're from.
St. Lucie County.
St. Lucie County.
Yeah, St. Lucie.
Dear friends of the ministry and generous givers. And they say, to the staff of WCNO, we're so grateful for all that you do to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love and prayers, Bob and Bianca. Thank you.
So great. So
great. Appreciate that.
And Bob, you know, he was one of our opening guests during our prayer and share time. And shared a little bit from his background and relationship with Mickey Evans from Dunklin Memorial.
Yes,
and that was absolutely tremendous. Bob, to you and Bianca, we love you and thank God for you. Keep up the good work. They're strong leaders in the home church movement, and they've literally been used around the world in establishing and strengthening that work. What do you have, Karen?
Amen. We have a note here from Roger and Joanna in Loxahatchee.
And hey.
They had sent in their donation, and they say, may God bless your ministry, with a nice big exclamation point.
Well, we do like to get those notes, and many times along with your donations, there's a note that comes along with it, and occasionally some of our listeners send in little stickers that have kitty cats and...
Cats, dogs,
birds.
I think there was a chicken.
The whole flora and fauna things going on out there. People that have special interests. I was going to say, listeners, we'd love if you would just send us. You know, we've been talking earlier in our staff meeting about how many listeners do we have. It's always an issue for any radio station, TV station, and Nielsen. We don't subscribe to that service, but we know that it's hit and miss anyway, because you know you don't get the full picture. If you would just send an email, say, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to follow up. You're not going to get a horde of people trying
to
guess. We're just going to say, hey, that'd be great. WCNO at WCNO.com is the way. Just send us I'm listening, and we'd like to have you. It'd be head count, you know.
That would be good.
That would be helpful to us. It really would.
Yeah.
There's an algorithm we could probably apply if we had 1,000 of you writing, you know, geographically. But we'd love to hear from you that
way.
Just say, I'm listening.
And, of course, you know, David is speaking, and David is the host of The Front Line.
Yes.
And you might know someone, or you might be someone that David might be interested in talking to.
Yeah.
And, of course, Karen is here with Hidden Places, and you can send emails to Karen. And she has a great program on Fridays at 11 o'clock. David's on Mondays at 11 o'clock. And so you can send mail in to WCNO at WCNO.com.
That's right.
And we probably should say that we did not meet our fundraising goal for the next 6 months of operations. We will keep you posted on that. But we're right now under 70,000, probably 68,000, something like that, yet to go. And know that many of you just haven't got your donation sent in yet. So if you would kindly do that, it is needed, and it will be greatly appreciated.
Amen.
Keep your dial set right here at 89.9. We'll be right back. We have a pastor and his wife that are coming to us from St. Lucie County. An anniversary, a really big deal, and I'm looking forward to having Bishop Green and his wife with us in studio in just a few moments.
But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me. God of miracles, come. We need your supernatural love to break through.
And of course, that song is God of Miracles. And Pastor Green, Bishop Green, and his wife, Navlet. Did I say that sort of right?
Yes, you did. Yes,
okay,
you did.
Well, I want to get it right. We are blessed to have you in studio here at WCNO today for Wednesday Live. You all are strong leaders in the community. Been pastoring, speaking of God of Miracles, I think any pastor that survives as long as you all have, you know, we're going to give God a lot of glory for that. And there's been a lot of battles, you know, a lot of victories. I know a little bit about that, but you're celebrating an anniversary at your church, which is pretty huge. 23 years.
Wow. That is correct, Pastor Jonathan, and it is a great, great joy, a great honor and privilege to be in the studio and also to have the opportunity to share with the listeners of WCNO. WCNO, we have been in partnership with WCNO from way, 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 way back. Amen. And it is always such a blessing. But yes, sir, 23 years, and it is a miracle.
Wow. That's amazing.
Amen. Yeah. Navlet, how long have you all been married? You've been in ministry 23 years. Something happened before that. So.
Oh, yes, yes. 45 years ago.
45
years. Married
for
45 years.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, sir. And we've known each other for 49 years.
49. Wow.
It's almost 50.
Talking about miracle, Pastor Jonathan.
Well, I know about that miracle that my wife has put up with me this long. I won't suggest that in your situation, Bishop, but I did hear, you all were where? I mean, I know that Chris Fogle was saying, you know, I may make it to Okeechobee or to Belgrade, and you were off in Paris or something? Where were you all? I mean, it's like, where's the bishop, you know? And you're, was this a reliving a honeymoon or...
We actually always wanted to visit Paris, and so we had this tour set up that was going to include Bishop's birthday, which was the 26th, and our anniversary, which is June 2nd. Yeah. So we went to London first,
excellent,
where we spent his birthday, and then we went to Paris, and then we spent our anniversary in Rome.
Wow.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
It was amazing. It was a dream come true.
That is awesome. That is awesome. How did you all meet?
Well, I met this beautiful lady in at a football game, actually a soccer game.
Okay.
From a high school soccer game. That's how I met her.
Wow.
Many moons ago.
So how did you get into the ministry? How did God work in your life? When did you come to faith? Just give us a little thumbnail. People are going to want to know who you are. And...
Okay. All right. I accepted the Lord first. I was the first one to accept the Lord Jesus Christ when I came to this country.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, how it happened is that his parents came to the United States and brought their family.
Okay.
And took him away from me. We're Jamaicans.
Okay.
We were born in Jamaica.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
And that was actually in 1977 when he came. August the 13th.
Wow.
Yes. And then he came down, and you know the little love story. He came, we got married, and then I was able to come up to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all started. I accepted the Lord here in the United States at a beautiful little Church of God of Prophecy church in Fort Lauderdale, and just went gung-ho for Jesus while I struggled with him, who was going gung-ho against Jesus.
Long before you were a bishop, right?
But thanks be to God. You know, God is faithful.
Yes, amen.
And with prayers of our parents and my prayers, God just brought him into the fold, and he has been running ever since.
He has, for sure.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm looking at a poster, and we're talking about 23 years in ministry. Tell us about your church. and how people can find more information today. Let's get that out right now so people can find you, find out about this event. It's going to be a big celebration.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome weekend, Pastor Jonathan, and to our listeners, a three-day celebration starting this weekend on Saturday, where we are having our expo. Reverend Navit will talk more about that. And it's actually a community health fair. It's a free event. We're having vendors from all over the community, doctors, chiropractors, banks, and a number of different organizations that will be coming in. And we are inviting the entire community. We are located at 6501 Northwest St. James Drive. That's the original name, but we have changed it now to the Worship Center Landing.
Excellent.
So it's 6501 Northwest Worship Center Landing, Port St. Lucie, Florida, of course, 34983. An amazing campus that the Lord has given us there that we are so enjoying and making total use of it.
All right. You have many things going on at your church.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about some of those ministries and the availability to the community. I know you have a school, I believe.
Amen, amen. We have so many outreaches.
Okay,
we have
excellent.
A lot of in-reaches, you know, ministries in the church, but the outreach ministries are the most fulfilling.
Okay.
That's what we enjoy, getting out into the community, letting them know that there is not just hope in Jesus, but there's help to be received from different organizations, different places that we are a part of or we affiliate with.
Okay.
And so we have a prison ministry where our bishop and the team, under the leading of Pastor Masters,
mm-hmm.
goes in once a week on
wow.
a Friday.
That's excellent.
Every Friday.
Excellent.
Every Friday, I do not have a husband because he's gone to prison.
He goes
and
to prison.
Praying that he
comes out.
He
right?
comes out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
actually,
great ministry.
That ministry, we have actually been going in, Pastor Jonathan, for about 18 years.
That is awesome.
A long time we have been investing.
A lot of fruit, isn't it?
A lot of fruits.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good.
We've actually had some of the inmates who have been released come into the ministry.
Excellent.
Yes, and
excellent.
Served. They came
that's
back
tremendous.
And served
wow.
in the ministry.
Yeah.
So it's very fulfilling. It's very hopeful for the incarcerated to know that there is hope after.
And that the
know.
Community Amen. Will
the
will welcome them
absolutely.
In, into the family,
absolutely.
And they will have a place to connect and
place.
Serve.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know the enemy really works many times prisoners over with that, or those
yes.
who are incarcerated just
right.
saying that, you know, you're never going to fit. But forgiveness is an awesome thing, a new beginning. That's
absolutely.
Tremendous. Okay.
Absolutely.
What else is?
We have a juvenile intervention ministry.
Wow.
Where we go to the juvenile detention center.
Okay.
We try to catch them before they go to Rock Road and before they go to MCI
Amen.
And these other places. We have that. We also have nursing home ministry that
Excellent.
We go into the nursing home. We
Excellent.
Have a food pantry
okay.
that we work with the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
Oh, sure.
And we serve like twice per month at least 115 families.
Excellent.
Every second Saturday, second and fourth Saturday.
Okay.
And it's just been amazing. And the gratefulness that you receive. Some of these people start lining up from like 2 in the morning.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
2 a.m. in the morning.
So these are prepared meals or these are food bags of stable
bags
foods
of
that they
food.
Can take with them?
Bags of stable food.
Staple food, meat kind. Mm. I mean, top of the line.
So the needs are great.
The needs are amazingly great. And we're just thankful to God that we have an opportunity to fill some of those needs. I know there are other ministries doing it,
sure.
but we just join in with
right.
them.
Right, partners.
And,
sure.
Absolutely, Amen. And be a That's help great. To our community. And
the
list goes on.
The Veterans Home
yes,
ministry.
A new ministry that was started, the Veterans Home in Traditions.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we go over there twice per month and minister. We have a couple of our pastors who are veterans. And,
Excellent.
And so they're able to relate.
Sure. That's tremendous.
And so, yes, they and their team go over and just minister to them and encourage them in their time of need.
Tremendous.
And also to the wonderful Start Smart.
Oh, our little favorite, our favorite acquisition, praise God, is before we even started ministry, the Lord always impressed upon our heart to have a childcare facility that will grow into a school.
Sure.
So, you know, you start the baby steps and you work your way up. And so God has opened the door for that. When we purchased that facility, that property, there was one there already.
Oh, excellent.
But because so much was going on with preparation, we decided to lease it out.
Okay.
So we could focus on the church, the body of Christ. And a 5-year lease was ended, and we took over the childcare facility. So it's now a faith-based, because originally it was not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited now. It's faith-based. We are covered by a faith-based organization.
Excellent.
Along with DCF.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all the necessaries. We have VPK. We have the SR programs. We have all the programs, the food programs, everything to minister to our children.
Fantastic.
Yes, so we're excited about
that. So what is your capacity in your preschool?
In the preschool, it's 65.
Okay, excellent.
And we have about 20 spaces right now.
Open
so
right now.
Anyone who's listening, we will give you the information, because we have the space for now. Because at the rate it's going, we know that there's going to be a waiting list.
Yep.
Yes,
for sure.
So we have to move ahead.
Let's give that contact information again for people that are just tuning in.
Okay, for the Start Smart Learning Center, it's called Start Smart Learning Center, and it's the same address, 6501 Northwest Worship Center Landing. But I will give the phone number, which is 772-281-4121. Again, that's 772-281-4121. And we're open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we have some amazing educators. They're not daycare workers. They're educators.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Because it's a learning center.
And we have just added Spanish.
Yes, yes.
Really?
We added in Spanish to our curriculum, yes.
All right.
We added Spanish, and we added agriculture, gardening.
Agriculture as well.
Yes.
That
so
is
the little
excellent.
Kids will know how to.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
So 23 years in ministry. You're the founder of the church?
That is correct, Pastor Jonathan.
You and your wife are founders?
Yes, sir.
23 years, and I see a picture here of a couple people I know. I see Bishop Hutchison.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Been around in Martin County for a lot
long
of years.
Time. Yes, yes.
How did you connect with Bishop?
As a matter of fact, when we relocated from Fort Lauderdale in 1989 for a job offer with an aerospace manufacturing organization here. Because I'm into the aerospace manufacturing as a computer programmer and a machinist. And so I had a job offer. And so we relocated from Fort Lauderdale in 1989, July, to Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
And of course, Port St. Lucie was not like it is now.
Right.
Much smaller.
Much smaller. Yeah. And so I gave my life to the Lord, gave my heart to the Lord, totally surrendered to Him in December of 1989 at Bishop Hutchinson's church.
It was
that small, much smaller church on the other side of the street, and that was where I met him, surrendered my life to the Lord. God answered the prayer of my wife and my mother and so on. And so that's where I met him, served there. And then another ministry was being started in Port St. Lucie, and he actually sent us to be with the pastor that was starting that ministry. And so we have all, he has been in our life from ever since. And so great, great man of God. He's now retired.
Yes, he is.
And so now in his retirement, now he has come aboard on our pastoral team.
Excellent.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
We're excited about that. A veteran.
To have a papa.
Oh,
to have a papa like that, a patriarch
yes,
in the house. That
yes, sir.
that is a tremendous blessing, but it also says a lot about who you all are and your ministry there. So you also have, he is going to be part of the ministry over your celebration.
Yes. He's going to be our guest speaker in the 11:30 service. We're actually having, of course, our normal Sunday morning worship service at 9. We have two services at our church. We have a 9 o'clock service and an 11:30 service. And he's going to be speaking at our 11:30 service.
Okay.
And I'll be speaking at the 9 o'clock service. And then on Monday, mm-hmm. we continue. And Pastor Eduardo Urena is going to be our speaker on our Monday night service celebration.
Excellent. Excellent. And he is a dynamic speaker.
Dynamic.
Tremendous pastor here in the region. And I'm so blessed to sit with you and Pastor Eduardo as a part of the Treasure Coast Alliance. Actually, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsors this hour. And so we are here a little bit on their tab. They're an underwriter for this program in part. So that's a great blessing. So this is coming up this weekend.
That is correct. A few days.
It's coming quick. And so this is inviting the entire community to come out. The community health fair. This is a big deal. You have a lot of people coming in.
Yes.
A lot of opportunities here.
Yes.
So if people go online, they can see what I'm looking at. They can pull up the flyers and that if they go
can.
To your church.
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
It's on our
Instagram. Twitter. Yeah,
it's out there. We've put it out there.
So the web address, twcim.org?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
TWCIM.org.
Yes, sir.
And so that is really awesome. This is coming up. And Bishop, I'm trying to remember when we first met, but it goes back a while.
Oh, way back, Pastor Jennifer. I know. I remember you came and prayed over our facility on the boulevard.
Yes.
When we had just purchased that property, I called you and you came over. And it was even before that. As a matter of fact, I think I worked with one of your parishioners.
Yes, and he has always spoken very highly of you. Bill Platt.
Bill Platt, yes.
Bill
sir.
Platt. Bill Platt. He always wants to know if the bishop's going to be involved. I guess he did a little work over where you were working as well,
where
you all were employed. But you've been bivocational throughout the ministry.
That is correct.
This is just a sign of God's faithfulness that God has blessed your church, blessed the ministry, and blessed your family. Any children?
We absolutely
have. Well, let's talk about them.
Oh, you just gave me a leeway right
there. Okay,
now.
All right.
Yes, we have grown kids, naturally. Okay. We have two boys, two girls. The oldest, Tavane, he is architect. He's in California,
okay,
in the Bay Area.
All right,
that's where he went there to college to
Cal Berkeley.
Cal Berkeley, and never came back. Never came back. So, and they have two sons. Then we have a second son that is in Fort Lauderdale. He is in the car business.
Okay,
our first daughter, she's a chiropractor. She has her practice in Daytona.
Okay.
And our youngest one, she is in med school right now, Nova.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in med school and just doing amazing. Yes.
Well, that's a hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
So how is it to have grandchildren?
It is such a great second chance.
We don't have yet in our family, and my wife is always saying, you know, I'm really looking forward to some grandchildren.
Yes.
Of course, we want them to come in the right way with everybody married and things, you know, in proper order. But I've heard so many people say, you know, if I'd known how good it is to have grandchildren, I would have started with them. You know, like, I'm not sure how that works, but that is tremendous.
Yes.
And you all have been ministering faithfully for all these years right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Yes,
and have built a lot of relationships, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
And we are so blessed to be able to just meet you today, to share with you a little bit, and want to get a little more word out as things come along. Bishop, before we close today, do you have anything else to share?
Yes, Jonathan, I would like to just share with our listening audience and, of course, the folks that are in the studio, that there is a particular situation that occurred in the book of Esther, where literally the book of Esther did not mention God, period. God's name was never mentioned there. Mm. But all throughout that book, we see the hand of God. Mm. And so sometimes God doesn't seems like he's around or he's present. But I want to just let somebody know, even from our experience of 23 years in ministry and our marriage, that even though situations may even be negative and it doesn't appear like God is even present in a negative situation, but I want to assure somebody today that God is always moving. He's always in control. And even as we face this upcoming election, I, of course, encourage all believers to go and vote.
Yes.
Because that is yes. that is our God-given right and ability to let our vote count. But I want to just assure our listening audience, maybe somebody that is listening or tuning in now, and you can't seem to find God. God doesn't seem to be present anywhere in your circumstances or in your life or in your children, in your relationship, in your health, in your marriage, in whatever the situation is. I want to just assure somebody and give somebody hope today that God is in control. He may not Amen. Be there that you can see him, but he is working constantly behind the scenes, and he promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he is totally, totally, totally in charge. And this is one of the most valuable lessons in 23 years of ministry, in 45 years of marriage, that if we just hold on,
Amen.
If we just hold
yes.
on,
Amen.
Yes,
you will see
yes.
the manifestation of his hand. And according to my favorite scripture is Romans 8:28, of course, that God causes all things to work together for good. Mm-hmm. For good, for those that love him and are called according Amen. To his purpose. Amen. I just want to take one more second and just invite everyone that is listening, bring your family, bring your friends to our health fair, to our, they're going to be bounce houses for the kids, they're going to be sumptuous, delicious food, wonderful fellowship, and just a tremendous, tremendous time. And of course, again, that is this Saturday, November the 2nd, starting at 11 a.m. right there at 6501 Northwest Worship Center Landing in the beautiful city of Port St. Lucie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bishop, I'd like you to just lift up those that are listening today, our family, and we have a big family here at WCNO, and so glad that you and your wife have joined us. Mm-hmm. But there may be some today that are in the middle of one of those crises right now, mm-hmm. and your word is so powerful that it is important that we hang on. Amen. We're steadfast Amen. In our faith, and that we continue on. And some today may just be at a place where they need to stop, park their car, and just welcome Jesus into their life. So Amen. lead us in a time of prayer.
Thank you, Pastor ministry. Jonathan. Yeah. Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You know exactly where your people are, where they're positioned yes. physically yes. and also too spiritually. You are our hope.
Yes, Lord.
It's in you, Father, that we yes. trust. It's in you yes, that Lord. There is hope
yes.
for the future. And so, Father, somebody may be listening or and they are at a place right now that they have been putting off accepting you and giving their life mm-hmm. over to you. And they have been procrastinating and procrastinating, and Lord, you're tugging on their hearts right now.